Blessings to all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Acts 19:1-7. Acts chapter 19, verse 1 to 7. While Apollos was at Corinth, Paul took the road through the interior and arrived at Ephesus. There he found some disciples and asked them, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed?" They answered, "No, we have not even heard that there is a Holy Spirit." So Paul asked, "Then what baptism did you receive?" "John's baptism," they replied. Paul said, "John's baptism was a baptism of repentance. He told the people to believe in the one coming after him, that is in Jesus. On hearing this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. When Paul placed his hands on them, the Holy Spirit came on them and they spoke in tongues and prophesied. They were about 12 men in all." Let us reflect on the theme, the necessity of the Holy Spirit. The necessity of the Holy Spirit. In Acts 19:1-7, we find Paul traveling to Ephesus and encountering some disciples. He asks them a crucial question. "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed?" Their response reveals that they had not even heard of the Holy Spirit. Paul then explains the necessity of being baptized in the name of Jesus and receiving the Holy Spirit. After laying hands on them, the Holy Spirit comes upon them and they begin to speak in tongues and prophesy. This passage highlights the importance of the Holy Spirit in the life of a believer. The Holy Spirit is not just an optional extra. He is essential for our spiritual growth and empowerment. The disciples in Ephesus were sincere in their faith, but they lacked the fullness that comes with the Holy Spirit. Paul's intervention brought them into a deeper experience of God's presence and power. My dear friends, this passage is a reminder that faith in Jesus Christ is the beginning of our journey, but it is the Holy Spirit who empowers us to live out our faith fully. The Holy Spirit equips us with gifts, guides us into all truth, and transforms our lives to reflect Christ more deeply. Without the Holy Spirit, our faith can become dry and ritualistic. With Him, it becomes vibrant and dynamic. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, have you experienced the empowering presence of the Holy Spirit in your life? How has this shaped your faith journey? Number two, in what areas of your life do you need to invite the Holy Spirit to bring transformation and renewal? Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit who brings life, power, and guidance to our journey of faith. We ask for a fresh infilling of your Spirit today. Empower us to live boldly for you, to use the gifts you have given us, and to bear the fruits of the Spirit in our daily lives. Help us to deepen our relationship with you and to reflect your love and grace to those around us. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.